board, governance board, said, quote, with the board's work paused and its future uncertain, I have decided to leave DHS to return to my work in the public sphere.
As a head cuckoo bird somewhere else? That chick was messed up, Joey.
Like you don't sing Julie Andrews standards when you're by yourself in that convertible.
When I'm by myself, correct. I don't take a bunch of X and then get on TV. I mean, it was horrible. If that were your, say you worked with her in the past, would you try to defend her after that? Would you say, oh, really, she's not like that? Or would you be honest and go, yeah, man, that lady's been crazy from day one. She belongs in the government.
So what's your favorite Julie Andrews song? A few of my favorite things?
No, it's the doe.
A deer?
Yeah.
A female deer?
Yeah, I can sing that one.
You like that one?
Yeah. In fact, you know what came on yesterday with the
You're
top
really
band?
Into musicals, actually.
Yeah, I am.
But what came on?
Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Oh, you
Almost
like that
Almost got
song.
Me a speeding ticket.
I believe it. I believe it. When that 80s
Dude, it kicked in at
hair
the right
metal
moment.
Gets
yeah.
going, that glam rock gets going. Living on a Prayer is an all right cut, but...
It just came on at the right time.
Fair enough.
It was happening.
Slippery When Wet's a good album.
It's a great album. I think I wore that cassette like 4 times.
We'll be right back with Bill and others at 272-9228.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Biden in the White House Rose Garden this morning following talks with the leaders of Finland and Sweden welcoming their bid to join the NATO alliance. The two countries, historically neutral nations, pushed into the arms of NATO by Putin's invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration taking new steps aimed at easing the nationwide shortage of infant formula. Gas prices continue to climb, and there's no end in sight. AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular is just under $4.59. It's a record, and it's up 2 cents since yesterday. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 327 points for a loss of roughly 1%, but the NASDAQ is up 24 points higher, the S&P 24 points lower. This is SRN News.
This is jaw-dropping.
2,000 Mules, the shocking new movie from Dinesh D'Souza. Cell phone geo-tracking tells the truth behind the 2020 election conspiracy.
Philadelphia alone, we've identified more than 1,100 mules. This is organized crime.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable.
See the proof for yourself. 2,000 Mules. Watch it or buy it today at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. Sponsored by Salem Media Group.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our Compact Everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire Infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at BestHotGrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Let's go to the phones real quick, folks. Let's talk to Bill, who's been patient. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, bud?
I was just listening to Steve, and you probably haven't heard about this, And if you look on the internet, you won't find it. But if you talk to people that live in the city, you can find out some information about it. But apparently cartels have moved into the Denver area, and they have established legitimate businesses.
Yep.
And they are laundering all their drug money through these legitimate businesses. And in the last probably 6 months, they have organized a group that go around and raid other legitimate dispensaries and grows. And they literally look like federal agents. They pull up in black armored SUVs. They have black armored 18-wheelers, and they clean places out. If you confront them or if you resist, they shoot you, put you in a body bag, and you never see them again.
Yep.
And it's getting to where it happens on a pretty much routine basis. Three of the bigger dispensaries out there have been hit, and you see nothing about it. The feds won't do anything about it because it's cannabis, and the local police force out there are not equipped to go up against people that are this organized.
Yeah, so, and they don't like legal competition. And I think there's already been a shift where the cartels are moving to other drugs. They're not making as much money as they need to off cannabis because it's legal so many places. Mm-hmm. But, if you cross them a certain way, it's brutal.
They've got car lots. They've got grocery stores, all legitimate businesses, and they're just pumping the money through it.
Yep.
So, yeah, they say it's going on real bad in Oregon right now, in like Portland and places like that. So it's funny. If you search the internet, you see nothing about all this.
Well, and it's interesting to think back to, the most, I guess, prominent is Joe Kennedy, who was a bootlegger, right? And then became legit. I wonder how many folks are going to jump from the criminal world into the legit world fully. I see what you're saying, Bill.
There's a lot of law enforcement that's got on the other side.
Well, and that's fine, but I wonder how many also, to Bill's point, are straddling the fence.
Yeah.
So it's just a front. It's big business and violent, dirty business.
Well, it makes you wonder, with all these states trying to pass medical marijuana and... I'm all for that. I like the way Florida does it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several other states that are doing this, and then the next step is typically recreational. And when you open that door to recreational, this is what happens. And, if we don't get some federal regulations passed on it pretty quick, it's going to be ugly. Because there are hundreds of millions of dollars that are being laundered through this now.
Yeah, well, I would like to see the feds reschedule it and let's just clear the decks here. A big part of the legalized market is they don't have any access to federal banking. And
yep.
By the way, this issue of banking in general, what the feds and this fiat money printing machine is doing, the amount of destruction they have wrought under everybody's noses is unreal. I'm waking up more and more to this issue. I've always cared about like monetary policy, but I think it's becoming the issue of the day, and it affects much more than, say, pot shops who can't get banking accounts.
Which, again, we're playing around with the law again. It's either legal or illegal.
Mm-hmm.
If it's legal, then let's set up the right avenues. And obviously, that, like it or not, that's the way the country's going. Set up the right avenues.
Right. But we'll see.
I like the way Oregon has done it. They have basically decriminalized all drugs.
Yep.
Whatever you want to do, it's out there. If you can find it and you want it, have at it. I don't really have a problem with that because people are going to carry it to an excess, whether it's legal or illegal.
Well, I don't have a problem with the decrim of personal use, but you got to add on to that to where... let's say, like these homeless encampments you see out west in so many big cities, or some of the craziness. Like, okay, if we're going to allow personal, it's not, you know, you can't buy it legally, these sorts of things, but if you have it and you're using it, you can't just use a public park as the place where you pass out or the street corner.
True.
You can't be hassling people at shops and restaurants and on the subway or wherever. And that needs to be enforced heavily. The consequences if you do choose to engage in that action. And then also, I'd imagine there are a lot of folks who want to help people. Because I really don't believe that it's there are all these folks who wake up, hey, I want to smoke meth today and just ruin my life. There's a lot of reasons why people go down that awful, awful road.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you start trying to legislate morality,
mm-hmm. it's a failure every time.
Then you get into all these factions of what ifs and buts. Realistically, if you want to die with a needle in your arm, that's up to you. It's not up to me to say, yeah, you should, no, you shouldn't. I mean, it's kind of one of those things where you just have to look at it and say, well, that's one more idiot we won't have to take care of.
Right.
And I hate to be that way. A portion of me hates to be that way. The other portion of me says common sense is all it takes to know that if you do heroin, meth, crack, chances are you're going down a road that you won't come back from. But if that's what you want to do, okay. And, how many drug rehabs can we have? Who's going to pay for all of them?
We are. We're paying for them now.
So let's end all that nonsense. If you want it, there it is. Go do it.
Well, and this is to the larger...
If you go down that road, it's your road.
Right.
Nobody is going to take care of you.
Well, and this is to the larger point of when you subsidize people to engage in bad behavior, they're going to do more of it. I mean, I get why we create safety nets, but it also allows certain folks who aren't responsible to get away with a lot of bad behavior and ruin their lives, if not others. So you got to be accountable and bear the consequences. And it's one thing to be a family member, to be a friend, to help somebody out, but I think you're right, as a citizen and looking at it from a government political perspective, I think we've done a lot for good reasons, good intentions, so-called, but... we've seen how the prohibitions have worked out on so many areas.
Y'all have a good day.
Thank you, Bill.
See you, Bill.
272-9228. This is part of the program brought to you by True Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Whether you're looking to buy or sell fine antique or estate jewelry items, True Booth is the man to go see. They're at 6948 Vaughn Road here in Montgomery. When you're going, east on Vaughn Road?
I would say you're going east.
And right when you cross over Bell Road, Heirloom Jewelers is going to be there on your right at Vaughn and Watchman Circle. Go by, see Troop Booth today. Whether you're looking to buy something for yourself, treat yourself, so to speak.
Treat yourself or, day.
That's a good day.
It is a good day.
Those are fun days. Or maybe you're looking to surprise somebody you love with an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. Or it could be you're popping the big question. Or maybe you need to get out of the doghouse. Whatever it is.
Or maybe you're like me, Joey, and you kind of circle around the doghouse on a regular basis. So go ahead and be ready. Have something in your pocket ready to go.
Well, and you can buy in person or online at heirloomjewelers.com. And whether you buy in person or online, use the promo code Joey, J-O-E-Y, and you'll get 10% off your purchase there at Heirloom Jewelers. And even if it's a big ticket item, you still get that 10% off when you use the promo code Joey.
Joey!
If you're looking to sell the Troop Booth, just make an appointment. Call them at 260-0066 or make an appointment online. Show up on the appointed day and time with your items. Troop will look them over, give you an offer, and if you agree to the value of that offer then and there, you get paid.
Right then and there, Joey. And
nothing too small. He's bought stuff for $50?
Right.
And nothing too expensive. He's bought stuff over six figures, over $100,000.
Wow.
Impressive stuff. So check him out today. That's Troop Booth and Heirloom Jewelers. Great sponsor here. Longtime sponsor. I've been praising the new sponsors. Troop has been with us since, before I took over this show.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate you, Troop, and I appreciate Heirloom Jewelers. More news and views when we come back.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Next week, voters head to the polls, and although the voting process is still the same, the state of Alabama has made some changes they say will ensure the security of the votes cast. The polling offices will be using tabulation equipment that is not connected to any internet or Bluetooth devices. Officials say this will ensure that there is no voter fraud or electronic tampering with the votes collected. Montgomery police are investigating a Tuesday night shooting. A man was found shot in the 1700 block of Pine Street around 9 o'clock. That's right near Jackson Hospital. His injuries are said to be life-threatening. Authorities are still investigating where the victim was shot. So far, no arrests have been made. As the school year winds down, Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed wants to keep teens busy and out of trouble. He's introducing his summer jobs program with the Montgomery Leaps and the Parks and Recreation Department. That program is meant to engage young people. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
My name is Dean Odell, and I am a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. That's Dean Odell, O-D-L-E. Sadly, Alabama ranks dead last in K-12 education. Governor Kay Ivey has had almost 5 years to fix this problem, and yet Alabama is still at the bottom. In 2017, Florida ranked 29th in K-12 education, and now they are ranked third. What changed in Florida? New leadership. New leadership that ended Common Core and greatly expanded their school choice programs. My plan is to end Obama's Common Core curriculum and give all parents a choice through a complete school voucher program. Giving Kay Ivey 4 more years with our school children would be like giving the keys back to a drunk driver. On May 24th, vote Dean Odell for governor. Go to DeanOdellForGovernor.com and join the movement today. It's time for real change. Paid for by Dean Odell for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama 36803.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express, the only full-service or self-service auto spa in town. We have the latest technology to not only clean your vehicle, but to pamper it. 3 lanes are open to minimize the wait, and a full service takes 20 minutes or less. If you want self-service, we have the best vacuums, cleaners, and towels for clean car perfection. Monthly subscriptions are available as well. Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express. Look like you've been to Mr. Ben's.
As a probate judge, Wes Allen administered more than a dozen elections without a single error. When liberals wanted to establish curbside voting in Alabama, Wes Allen sponsored and passed the bill to ban it permanently. When Democrats tried to pass the no-excuse absentee voting, he fought it and won. Wes Allen, the solid conservative Republican, we need to be Alabama's next Secretary of State.
Paid for by the committee to elect Judge Wes Allen, P.O. Box 150, Troy, Alabama, 36081.
Pull!
Who's that? Heck of a shot.
Oh, that's Jeremy Oden.
You mean always toting Jeremy Oden?
Pull! Yeah, that's the one. Always toting Jeremy Oden.
Dang, he's busted every clay so far.
Well, that's what Jeremy Oden does. Real efficient. Kind of the way he runs the Public Service Commission. Shooting down higher energy prices and busting up Biden's socialist agenda.
Pull!
Ah, that's why he's always toting.
Yep.
Handpicked by Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Trump knows he'll take aim at Biden's Green New Deal. Always fighting for Alabama jobs, lowering costs for Alabama families, and putting American energy first.
Heck, sounds like I'll be voting for always toting.
Jeremy Oden, yes, sir. Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement. Jeremy H. Oden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
Dell Technologies wants to celebrate all your hard work with these Small Business Month specials. Get great value offers on powerful laptops, desktops, and servers with Windows 11 Pro starting at $499, plus top monitors and docks, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. It's the perfect time to upgrade so you and your team can stay secure from anywhere. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL to refresh your business tech with these Small Business Month specials. Dell recommends Windows 11 Pro for business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Now, this is a real clip from Congress. This is Representative Dan Bishop talking to a Democratic witness at a committee hearing about, well, men and women and getting pregnant, having abortions.
Oh, all right.
You know, serious topics. Let's listen in.
What do you say a woman is?
I believe that everyone can identify for themselves.
Okay. Do you believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Oh, hold on. Everybody can identify.
You believe then that men can become pregnant and have abortions?
Yes.
Well, and there are some folks on the Twitter and in left-wing circles going, she explained herself. People can identify as whatever they want. So even if, you know, you got a uterus.
It's a little bit easier on one end than the other, Joe.
By the way, I'm not a biologist. Is that all it takes, just a uterus, or are there other things going on?
There's got some other stuff going on.
Yeah.
And if men can become pregnant like she really believes so, can she give us an example?
Oh, yeah. It's somebody who's biologically, like, born a female, but really in their mind, they were always a man. And then they then get pregnant and have an abortion. So it's a man getting pregnant and having abortion.
No, it's still, you cannot perform an abortion on a man. I think that is scientifically impossible.
See, but if you divide by zero, you can make two equal one.
Is that new math?
Same sort of logic going on here.
Yeah, Joey.
And I was saying to you off air, there's a great line. I think it's in Fight Club. Sticking feathers up your butt does not make you a chicken.
Correct. Makes you more interesting to talk to.
I certainly believe in freedom. I certainly believe in the freedom to develop your own personality. I benefit from that greatly in my own life. But at a certain point, you have to look at somebody and go, what are you? Like, I wish you well. I wish you heaven. I hope you do all right in life. But part of this seems like it's purposely meant to confuse people.
Sure.
Especially young people. Given how impressionable they are. Again, their gender dysphoria is real. You might be surprised, you might meet folks who have already transitioned. And it's sure. Like, all right. But when you're talking about young kids and very heavy interventions, but it's not something you can take back.
Even with someone who's transitioned, if they were a man, now they claim to be a woman, and all the cutting's been done. They still can't get pregnant. Hmm. They can't get pregnant.
Yeah, but the people born women, but who are really always men and then identify as men, they can get pregnant.
Yeah,
that's the
called,
logic here.
Those are called chicks, females, mm-hmm. ladies.
Oh, okay. You with your Gen X cynicism.
Well, I'm living in bizarro world,
man. It's nuts. Because I try to be thoughtful and all these
how
things.
How does someone like this even get to that position, Joey? How do you have that mentality in life and people take you seriously?
Make good grades.
Ooh. Say that, well, I'm out.
Learn the talking points. No, I remember this crap in college. I had to read all that feminist comparative gender politics. Yeah, I took a class on it. What was it? Gender and comparative politics.
Okay, but when you were done with that class, was your mind swayed in a sense of men can have babies? And I mean,
no.
What did you take away from the class?
That there are a lot of convoluted.
Right.
People that use fancy convoluted, they talk in cursive in order to get a certain idea that sucks over. Something like that.
Well, like Will said in here earlier, politicians, they'll name a bill. You know, this is the bill that will keep Joey from getting screwed. But then you read the bill and it's all about screwing Joey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's always the opposite.
Right.
Right.
And we fall for it every time.
By the way, I'm now looking at Fox Business. The AAA is saying national average gas price hits $4.58 a gallon. And yesterday it came out after like overnight 4 cents mm-hmm. increase. We have hit a record high for gas prices here in the great state of Alabama.
We're going to continue to hit it.
Well, and that's just, what, regular unleaded,
yeah.
right?
Diesel's what's killing us.
Diesel's at $5-something?
Yeah, over $5. A lot of these guys are sending me texts. It's $450 to fill up their trucks. And not only, this is going to trickle down. This is summer season. This is travel season. How many people are not traveling now? How many boats are going to be sitting in the garage because we just can't afford to go put around the lake all day?
Right.
To fill up my boat now is probably about $150. Probably not going to be filling it up much.
Well, the strain that puts on the economy, and that's just gas prices like for the everyday consumer.
Yeah.
As you bring up diesel transportation, but also think about fuel for boats. Think about fuel for shipping in general.
Well, and again, we had this roaring economy. We're buying boats again. Terry Adams from Adams Motorsports can't keep stuff in stock.
Right.
This is going to be hitting the brakes now.
Well, and everybody's being squeezed, and there's a lot of blame to go around. And I'm not
ain't
one to
fault.
Say it's all just Joe Biden's fault. Joe owns it. President Biden, you better own it.
Ain't my fault.
You
got
to take some responsibility for this, but there's a lot of responsibility to go around up there in Washington, D.C. in particular.
Well, you've said it before, we are in a financial crisis. They admit we're in a financial crisis, but then they go eat lobster.
Right. Well, but then, you know, what's that logic again?
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
Did you see that President Biden, Sloppy Joe?
Sloppy Joe?
He triggered the Defense Production Act for baby formula.
Yep.
Wonder if they're going to use the Defense Production Act, a World War II era law that was used during COVID. You know, it's something I said during COVID. That if you think they can declare an emergency on a pandemic, what else can they declare an emergency on? When you declare an emergency, emergency powers have, well, the ability to reshape the entire American economy.
No doubt. Look at the past several years. And like you said, we're in COVID. Oh, COVID, we got to do this now.
Well, and the hell of it is they're not changing their tune. They're doubling down on this ridiculous idea that you can create all this money, push it out into the economy and not have any consequences.
Right.
And I come back to this, and maybe not this cycle, maybe not even the next, not even 2024. But sooner rather than later, the issue of money.
That's coming, Joey.
What is money and who controls it? And I think for a long time, the government has been giving way too much power over people's money. I think we need a separation of money and state. It's the way I would put it.
I like that. I still want to go back to the old days where everybody is 1099. There is no automatically taken out of my check. Because when the government goes broke, when they can't afford to pay $1 million on a study to find out if some ridiculous study, Rand Paul did a thing last night about them, they don't have that money to spend. They can't afford to do it. If they got to come to Joey and say, look, Joey, we need, $3 from you to make sure we cover this ridiculous study, Joey's going to get a middle finger and walk away.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get back to control of my money, your money.
Yeah. Instead of being kind of, how much return do you got to make a year before you even break even?
Right.
Well, and then also what you saw in the pandemic, you had to work 30% harder just to get even, like to start at zero instead of just being in the hole 30%. And that's most of the working class, including also small business owners in America. Like you're having the Main Street was having to work 30% harder just to get to the zero mark.
Look at all the...
But at the same time, all these industries during the pandemic literally had to work 30% less, if not more, did nothing, and their balance sheets were going up, up, up.
Look at all the mom and pops, Joey. Those are the ones who suffered. They're still suffering. Businesses that have been around for generations, no longer in business.
Well, and we talk about this, like that we're talking about the Iraq War, that gaffe by George W. Bush, not just the going into the war, the gaffe that happened yesterday. Do you think the government could go into all these wars of choice, so to speak, or prolong all these wars, say, in Afghanistan, without the magic money printing machine?
No.
You say, oh, we should have that power. Fine, you could say that. If we didn't have this, central bank and this fiat system, I mean, we couldn't do all the things we do. We couldn't dominate the world. Fine. But nothing is free. Everything has a cost.
Yep.
And the people bearing the brunt of the cost are the working and middle class in this country, Main Street. And they've hidden the ball. They've blamed China. They've blamed the Democrats. They've blamed the Republicans. The blame goes on and on and on. But when you destroy a nation's money, that's one way to destroy a great nation such as ours. There's a lot of ruin in a nation. Like, it could be ruined, but we got a long way to go.
Yeah. But we're getting there pretty quicker now than ever, Joey.
Yeah, we are. 272-9228. This part of the program, well, men, you need to listen, because this part of the program is brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So if you're a man, maybe you're not feeling like you used to. Like, you remember, you have memories not that far long gone of having a lot of energy, just be able to get through the day without even thinking about laying down. But if lately you've been feeling sluggish and run down, maybe even experiencing a low libido, just don't feel like you used to, well, Montgomery Men's Health can help you because it might be low T. So what you need to do is, for only $99 in about an hour, the urologist and team there at Montgomery Men's Health can get your testosterone numbers for you. And if the problem is low T, if you have a low testosterone score, they have low T treatments that can truly change your life. They've already changed thousands of men's lives there at Montgomery Men's Health. Most men experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and yeah, you might even have an increased sex drive, which is great. It's fantastic. So check out Montgomery Men's Health today. They specialize in men's health care and are reinventing men's health care. Call them at 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com today and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
First, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You already know Katie Britt's a woke D.C. lobbyist who cheered when Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. Britt's an establishment swamp creature who will fold rather than stand up to Joe Biden. And as bad as Britt is, there's an even worse choice, Mike Durant. Durant plays a tough guy on TV, but it's all an act. That Patriot Pact with nonstop Durant ads is funded by left-wing woke liberals involved with the traitorous anti-Trump Lincoln Project. And they expect return on investment. Durant's no conservative. Durant's a rhino Trojan horse. A fake, a phony, and a fraud. The conservative choice? Clearly, Mo Brooks. Mo's not woke. Mo's smart, tough, and edgy. The brash Dixie fighter needed to shut down Joe Biden. It's time, Alabama.
Alabama sends a message, and that message is Mo Brooks. Righteous Conservatives PAC paid for this ad and is responsible for its contents. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. ccpac.us.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
Did you know that Alabama residents pay some of the highest energy bills in the country? I'm Robin Lydecker, a Republican candidate for the Alabama Public Service Commission. As an educator, I fought powerful lobbyists. If elected to the Alabama Public Service Commission, I will fight against arbitrary rate increases on Alabama families. I will work to lower your energy bills. I will fight for you. On May 24th, vote for Robin Lydecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, Place 2.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Robin Lydecker, P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama, 36533.
Tim James, Governor.
The culture war has come to Alabama. Parents, grandparents, are you watching? There's a war going on between common sense and crazy.
Tim James.
A Supreme Court nominee who can't even tell you what a woman is. The best woman swimmer is actually a man. And recently, the first transgender public school in the South, chartered in Alabama with millions of your tax dollars. It's called the Magic City Acceptance Academy. And recently, the faculty put on a drag show on campus for the children. It's heartbreaking. It's not education. It's exploitation. It's got to stop.
Tim James, Governor.
What are we doing to our kids? Who let this happen? I'm Tim James. That's enough. It's time to fight back.
Paid for by Tim James, Governor, 2022.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell. P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Marguerite's Earring Fest offers the largest selection of earrings ever. Gold hoops, diamond studs, dangles, in and outs every day, and drop-dead gorgeous ears. Trade in, trade up, get new earrings at Earring Fest. It's Earring Fest at Marguerite's the whole month of May. Marguerite's Earring Fest, the finest quality, the very best prices. Diamond Huggies for just $1.99. Pearl studs, only $29. All of May in the Pepper Tree Shops, open 7 days a week. Earring Fest at Marguerite's.
Is your current home loan the right fit for you? Rising home values mean that you could have more home equity than you might imagine. And if you're considering a refi, an expertly chosen loan from Loan Depot could save you thousands. Ask about their smart term loans, cash out, and over 300 loan options to find just the right mortgage loan for you. Call now, 866-888-LOAN, or go to loandepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Let's go right to the phones at 272-9228, and let's talk to Al. Hey, Al.
Good afternoon. Oh, it's not afternoon yet. Good morning.
Good morning.
Joey, you guys were talking about voting for things that we don't really understand. Have you looked at the sample ballot that's coming up next week?
I've not, no.
Okay. There's a state amendment on there to authorize financing $85 million for state parks and state historical sites and state historical parks. And there's the Parks Commission that does the state parks, and then there's another organization called the State Historical something or other society or something. I never heard of that second one before. My point is, my guess is this has been going on for a long time, and I can see borrowing money to establish and construct the state park, but for this regular operation and maintenance,
right? We're rich in funds now. We got plenty of money now. They're just, and again, it's just our politicians going after a loan that they ain't got to pay back. We got to pay back. Mm-hmm. And it's not needed.
But they're going to be doing this right into the teeth of increasing interest rates.
Right.
Interest rates are going to go nuts. And you've had all kind of people on your show, as has April Marie and Greg, talking politics. Nobody has said anything about this thing.
You're right.
Stepped up to, and there has been, there was an act passed in the legislature to put this amendment forward.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this has been standard operating procedure for a long time. Really, I think it's kind of time to question it. And if we can't finance the operation and maintenance of state parks through the regular budgetary process, and we have to borrow money to do it, then why are we financing, why are we borrowing money to create new, or why may we borrow money to create new parks? And I don't have any answer to it. My feeling is, when does the new legislature come in?
Next spring, early next year.
So if this doesn't make
there might be a special session, stuff like that called, but...
Gambling.
I'll do this, Al, like, with the weekend upcoming, and we got one more day, that Monday show before the election, I'll look over the sample ballot and especially the amendments, and we'll just go through them over there, get into detail, kind of brainstorm or talk through what they're actually proposing.
Yeah, okay, well... And maybe somebody from the legislature will call in and say this is the deal. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate
you. Thank you, Al.
Thanks, sir. 272-9228. Let's go to Randall.
What's up, Randall?
Is that it, fellas?
I hope you had a good birthday.
Oh yeah. And in honor of my birthday, I just want to put a shout out to Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, May. And Maddie McClendon, everybody, just look that up if you want to. And maybe Joy, let me get more into it in a month.
Mm-hmm.
But this feels like a movement, Joy, about just taking back the money and taking control of the money. I don't know. It just feels like everybody is turning against. I mean, maybe it's just me not feeling it before or not seeing it.
Well, and I think you're right. And the innovation of Bitcoin is really propelling this along. There's a guy I want to get on who wrote it's a best-selling book. It's in like 20-something languages around the world called the Bitcoin Standard. He also wrote another one I'm working through called the Fiat Standard. What's his name? Saifedean Amos. But he's very much, simpatico with me on my point of view on economics in the Austrian school economics. And he, I think, hits the nail on the head when it comes to this changing world and what this fiat money system has done to everyday people and how it's empowered, say, the ruling elite.
That kind of changed their perspective. So that changes everybody else in a way, I reckon. But it feels like even they had the grassroots, so it's nobody want nobody to go up there and bring no money, keep the money, as low as possible, not really bring home the bacon first. That's kind of a bad word. You can't say that no more in Alabama. I noticed that, bringing home the bacon and, kind of, it's connected to Shelby, and that ain't what nobody, nobody wants it no more. And it kind of feels, I just want to say, Mo showed his true colors, y'all. I mean, if a man show you who he is, believe him. I mean, he voted for it. I mean, y'all really serious about this? I mean, you can't vote for that man no more. I mean, and not in good attention. He's right here in front of shows right before election that where he's going to be standing and how he's going to be doing. And I heard the Dan Crenshaw, you know, thing that April plays that it should have been voted for about keeping the war over there. If we didn't send no bunch of money, you know, make us look weak. Well, man, our dollar weak in country. Know that they ain't setting up. They know we had to borrow that money. I mean, we ain't, right. They ain't idiots. So that don't hold water. So I just want everybody to take that into consideration when you go choose. I mean, I mean, he did what he did, and maybe it's time. I hate the state's going to hurt not getting the money brought home. I mean, that is going to hurt us. I mean, in all types of ways because these parks, they match money. You know what I mean? They come up with money, and they had to get it. They had to come up with part of it, and or spend so much thought we'll get it donated, and you know, and then they get the rest from the federal government through a bond or whatever how it works. But you know, it just it's gonna hurt. So I guess we do need to read what they're gonna let us vote on, and take it into heart. So I'm glad you're gonna. Do that Monday, man.
Yeah. Well, that should be worthwhile Monday. We also have Mo Brooks on Monday and Mike Durant on Monday. I've not heard back from Katie Britt or her camp.
It's kind of like I hate that she's doing what she's doing. It's kind of like she disappeared when she got number one, you know, in the head spot. Like she don't want to do, you know, I don't want her.
Well, maybe there's just a schedule conflict, but we'll see. Because there's definitely going to be a runoff, and I think she's going to be in it from latest polling. I got to run, Randall. I appreciate you, man. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And folks, whether it's mosquitoes or termites or maybe you have some other sort of infestation, well, Pest Pro Services can help you. Ashley and her team, they do fantastic work, and they're fully local. It's a locally owned and operated business. They've helped out Eddie. You know, if they can help out Eddie, you pretty much help out anybody. So if it is mosquitoes, they can help you take back your yard. Mosquitoes can go from an egg to an adult in just 8 to 10 days, which means you need to get on top of the problem. Why not a treatment that's much more effective than, you know, that spray or those candles or some crap like that? So whether you're doing termites or mosquitoes, check out Pest Pro Services at ppsriverregion.com, ppsriverregion.com, or search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. Or call them for a free evaluation at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. What do you want to know? Call a pro. Pest Pro Services. More news and views from 9 till noon with this.
Pack board, Joey.
Of course, everybody calls right when we're at the end, but I think that's something to do with like lunch schedules. And anyway, we'll be right back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We know wealthy California liberals are behind politician Mike Durant. But why? Because on immigration, Mike Durant is just like them.
I mean, why would you not want more green cards available so that people can legally come into this country and work?
The Durant plan, more immigration, more foreign workers, more of the same. Durant's record on gun rights is even worse.
The first thing that needs to be done is to disarm the population. I mean, let's face it, if we could do that in some of our U.S. cities, that would be a pretty good step toward law and order.
Sounds just like a California liberal. Mike Durant's plan for Alabama, more immigration, fewer guns. No wonder the California liberals are supporting Durant. Mike Durant's with them. He's not one of us. Alabama Rhino Pack is responsible for the content of this advertising. Paid for by the Alabama Rhino Pack and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. AlabamaRhino.com.
They named her Tokyo Rose. That's what troops called the American woman who collaborated with the Japanese in World War II. Today, you might call the current governor China Ivy. Because Kay Ivey also lines up against America's interests. Communist China has been waging a trade war on the U.S. President Trump using targeted tariffs, fought back against China's unfair tactics. But Ivy sided with China and opposed Trump's tough trade policy. China Ivy even bragged about drawing a line against Trump. Now, documents reveal Chinese analysts rate Ivy as one of the U.S. governors, quote, friendliest to China. Under Ivy, China dominates trade with Alabama, while Ivy takes campaign money from donors linked to China. K. Ivy, good for communist China, bad for Alabama. Paid for by Common Sense America Election Fund, Suite 515, 1390 Chainbridge Road, McLean, Virginia, 22101.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients in the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas on the hottest day of the year so far, and a little bit more humidity in the air as well. Still dry today with a high temperature up to the middle 90s. Warm, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight low 71. Tomorrow, another warm day for May with a high temperature up to 94 for Friday. And we're still dry with the sun and cloud mix. Showers and thunderstorms scattered across the area on Saturday. And showers and thunderstorms are quite likely on Sunday and Monday from time to time. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
Welcome back to News and Views. I have, like, literally no time left. Real quick, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson of the Goodson Group. And when it comes to buying a home or selling your home here in the River Region real estate market, Bo Goodson can help you. He can also, with his team he's put together, help you manage that rental property, that rental investment. It's a great investment, but, managing yourself can be a pain in the backside. And then Bo Goodson's 40-plus years of experience at the River Region real estate market really comes into play at the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate programs here in the state. Very interactive course, and a lot of folks have gone on to great success after graduating from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. So check them out today. You can go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. What are you doing over there, Chuckle Bucket? Gum. I even shut off his mic. He's over there. Well, let's quickly go to the phones, talk to Citizen Jane.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Good afternoon or good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say a couple of quick words about the proposed amendment that's on the ballot.
Yes.
I hope you will examine it closely. The wording on it is very confusing. My read on it is even if you vote no, you're still voting yes for the $85 million bill. Bond issue. Also, read closely that it excludes any use of funds for any Confederate memorials, which does not seem fair in the fact that that's part of our history, right along with all the civil rights monuments and parks that I'm sure that they're going to be supporting. But the wording on it is very crazy, and it provides an explicit exclusion for any Confederate memorials. So I hope you will look closely at that and inform your listeners on the issue. We appreciate what you do. Thank you.
Thank you. And Dr. Ken, I think you're going to be the last call today.
Yeah, gents and ladies, if you can't figure out what the amendment means when you read it, then take the advice of my very learned friend years ago. Vote no.
Exactly.
9 out of 10 of these, as you pointed out, can be handled by the budgetary process and should be. Bringing home the bacon is sort of like patronage. It's a necessary evil. Somebody's going to do it. And, you know, now that they no longer admit to expenditures, they call them investments. Investing in yourself is not a bad approach. Thanks, gents.
Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Ken.
Well, and Debbie, we really have no time, but I just want to say hi very quickly.
Hi, I understand, and I wanted to echo what Jane said.
Okay.
All right. I want to make sure people, it's not on the sample ballot. Just have to look it up.
All right. Well, I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you all.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that does it for us. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow at 9 a.m. But y'all stay tuned because April Marie, I'm sure, has got a kick butt show coming up. Some straight talk with April Marie and Sky Mosley after this break.
Retired Colonel James Henderson, ordained minister.
Kay Ivey shut the churches down but kept the abortion clinics open. Kay Ivey is aiding and abetting murder when she allowed the abortion mills to stay open. Lindy Blanchard is a defender of life. She adopts children. She stands for life. She's the most pro-life candidate for governor I've ever known. That's why I'm supporting Lindy Blanchard, the governor we need.
Paid by Blanchard for Governor, Box 241331, Montgomery, Alabama.
I am Stan Cook, and I'm asking for your vote for state auditor. As state auditor, I will protect the taxpayer from spending spree politicians and bureaucratic pirates. I am not a recycled politician that needs a job. I am a constitutional conservative Christian and a lifelong Republican that has no strings attached to the political elite or corrupt power brokers in Montgomery. Vote Stan Cook for state auditor.
Paid for by the committee to elect Stan Cook, P.O. Box 130, Kimberly, Alabama 35091.
Win a $500 gift card from Prattville Carpet. Just go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and register to win a $500 gift card to Prattville Carpet. Prattville Carpet is your hometown flooring headquarters, and you can use your $500 credit on everything from carpet to hardwood to ceramic tile and more. It's easy to win. Just listen for owner Ray Bowles to call News Talk or go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and look for the contest tab. It's that simple. Go to PrattvilleCarpet.com today and register to win.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
What's Working with Kia Marston is the business talk show focusing on the workplace.